Good morning and welcome to another Hump Day Hallelujah. I'm Pastor Scott coming to you from Ascension Lutheran Church here in Citrus Heights. This morning I'm coming to you with my neighborhood or our neighbors behind me as a reminder that we should be loving our neighbors as God has commanded it. When Jesus was asked what the which of the commandments was the greatest, it was to love the Lord your God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength. And then he said, and a second is like it, is to love your neighbor as yourself. We had the good fortune of spending some time in Santa Cruz over Labor Day weekend. And while we were there, we were there with friends who have a dog, and we went to the dog beach. And if you've ever been to a dog beach, it's like a dog park, except it's the beach and the ocean and the sand. And I think there's a lesson for all of us to be learned at the dog beach, perhaps at the dog park too, but in this instance, the dog beach. The dogs get to the beach, you take their leashes off, and they play. They play with each other. Our friend's dog is probably about a 45-pound dog, you know, not too big, not too small. And Oliver's his name. He goes by Ollie. He was running around. He was playing with a basset hound. He was playing with a little, well, I don't know what to call him. We used to call him Kick Me Dog. A little dog he was playing with. I mean, I don't mean that negatively, but about the little dog. But he was playing with big dogs. It didn't seem to matter what the dogs looked like. He played with all of them. He didn't seem to discriminate against any of the dogs he saw. It didn't seem to have any sort of prejudice. He just played. And actually all the dogs played together well. Hardly ever was there a growl or a grunt. They would greet each other, maybe in ways that would make us uncomfortable, but they would greet each other, get to know each other. The dog owners were very respectful of other people's dogs and of other people. And the interaction was pretty amazing that people could be gathered. I don't think it'd be the same way with parents and toddlers playing. I'm sure there'd be fights over sand toys and other things and parents getting frustrated and angry with one another, but somehow in this medium with people and their pets, and maybe it's because their pets are demonstrating or providing a great example, but I was just struck by how easy it was for them and for us to get along in that context. A lesson to be learned. What does it look like to love our neighbors? Maybe it's to not assume the worst in each other. Maybe it's to play just for the sake of playing. Maybe it's to share our toys. Maybe it's to run after a ball together and not try and grab the ball before the person or the pet who was intended for. Ollie, our friend's dog, he doesn't even care about getting the dog. He just likes to run and then run back with his new friends. Maybe a lesson there. It's always good to go to Santa Cruz, or at least from my estimation, but unexpected learnings happen along the way. Speaking of dogs, you say, in a week and a half we'll be at the Sunday Fun Day at Rush Park on Sunday, September 22nd, and we'll be hosting again our Paw Spa, a dog puppy aid station, watering spot for our neighbors who bring their dogs to the park for Sunday Fun Day. We'll be handing out dog treats and bags for their remains or waste, as it were. Hope to see you there, maybe even visit for a bit. Hope to see you in worship. And remember, you know, there's something that we can learn from those four-legged friends of ours. It's been good spending a little bit of time today with you, and I'm looking forward to see which picture of an animal Andrea puts with this posting for the Hump Day Hallelujah. I'll see you soon. Take care.